whatever did happen in the scene. Hey guys, I'm Clay Akari, and welcome to the first episode of Word of the Now, where I'll be discussing what happened to NSYNC, their history, and Word of the Now today. NSYNC members were also known as NSYNC or NSYNC was a famous American boy band in the 90s. It was formed in 1995 in Orlando, Florida, and was launched in Germany by BMG and Roland Munich. Justin, JC Chassis, Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass were the NSYNC members. Their debut album was released in 1997 in the European countries and later their debut in the US with the single track I Want You Back. NSYNC captured the attention of Vincent DiGiorgio. And wait, is it DiGiorgio? Or DiGiorgio? Whatever. He was an A&R rep for RCA Records. After seeing the group perform in Budapest, he eventually signed them to RCA in 1998. The American label had the group record some new tracks to adjust to their album for the US market. The group released its debut American single, I Want You Back, on January 20th, 1998. It reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. An album called NSYNC followed on March 24th of 1998. Album sales were sluggish, debuting at number 82 on the Billboard 200, but were helped when the Disney Channel aired the concert special on July 18th of that year. The concert was first offered to the Backstreet Boys, but they had to back out because Brian Luttrell needed heart surgery, later doing their own special in 1999. 3 weeks before the concert, the album set at number 85 on the album's chart. 3 weeks after the concert, the album reached number 9. The group's profile continued the rise with subsequent single release of Terror in My Heart, which became a hit on pop radio and one of the 100 greatest songs of the 90s, according to VH1. Regular touring, including an opening spot on Janet Jackson's The Velvet Rope Tour, and television spots on shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, also bolstered sales for the album, which was certified diamond for shipments in excess of 10 million units. On November 10, 1998, the group released their first holiday album, Home for Christmas. The album peaked at number 7 and sold 2 million copies. With this, NSYNC achieved the rare feat of having two albums in the Billboard Top 10 at the same time. 7 days later, on November 16th, NSYNC released the Winter album in Germany. One of the songs on the album, You Drive Me Crazy, was a major hit in Spain, peaking at number 4. The group scored its first top 10 hit on the Hot 100 with their single of Alabama's song, God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You, which was later re-recorded and released as a single that featured vocals from the group. Their fourth and final single from I Drive Myself Crazy was a modest chart hit by a mainstay on Toll Request Live. NSYNC also recorded their version of the song Trashin' the Camp with Phil Collins. The song appears on the soundtrack to the Disney movie Tarzan. They also did Somewhere Someday, which appears on Pokemon the first movie. In 1999, they collaborated with Gloria Estefan for the movie Music of the Heart. The track Music of My Heart reached number 2 on Billboard's Top 100 single chart and serve as a stopgap between album releases. In 1999, NSYNC entered a publicized legal battle with Lou Pearlman due to what the group believed were illicit business practices on his part. NSYNC sued Pearlman and his record company, Transcontinental, for defrauding the group of more than 50% of their earnings, rather than his promise of only receiving 1/6 of the profits, similar to his promise of 1/6 of the profits with the Backstreet Boys. The group threatened to leave and sign with Jive Records, which prompted Pearlman and RCA Records to countersue them for $150 million. Transcontinental, along with RCA's parent company, BMG, went to federal court and filed said $150 million suit in an effort to stop NSYNC's move to Jive. To prevent the band from performing or recording under the name NSYNC and to force NSYNC to return masters recorded that year in preparation of their second album. Once scheduled for release by RCA in the fall, Diablo, according to a Jive spokesperson, is now set for release in early 2000. The suit also claims Jive executives induced the group into breaking its trans-contentional contract. Perlman's request for a preliminary injunction against the band was denied. After reaching a settlement out of court, NSYNC signed a $12 million deal with Jive Records. With their legal woes behind them, NSYNC refocused and worked on tracks for its second album. In January 2000, the group released Bye Bye Bye, an upbeat dance track which shot into the top 5 of the Hot 100 and spent 5 weeks atop the Hot 100 airplay chart. The song is often considered the group's signature song. The company album No Strings Attached was released on March 21st of 2000. It sold a record of 200.42 million in its week of release. By the end of 2000, it has sold over 9.9 million copies. No Strings Attached was the best-selling album of 2000 and the second best-selling album of the decade in the US behind the Beatles. As of August 2012, No Strings Attached was the 8th best-selling album of the SoundScan era and received a diamond certification from RIAA for sales of over 11.099 million. The album was all-time best-selling pre-order album of Amazon.com. The second single, Is Gonna Be Me, became the first number one single for NSYNC in the US and remained at the top position of the Billboard Hot 100 from July 29th to August 11th of 2000. The third fall single, This I Promise You, reached the top 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. They performed the Spanish version of the song, Yo Te Voy Amar, at the Latin Grammys in 2001. The group embarked on a world tour called the No Strings Attached Tour that year. The adventures of preparing the tour were featured on an MTV special, Making the Tour, which was later released on DVD. The tour was then featured on an HBO special, which aired the same week the group's song, Is Gonna Be Me, hit number one on charts. The group then went on the second leg of the tour in the fall and performed one last show in 2001 for the Rock in Rio concert. The group also released Live from Madison Square Garden, a home video release of its HBO special. NSYNC Aerosmith co-headlined the Super Bowl XXXV halftime show, titled Kings of Rock and Pop, with appearances from Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly. NSYNC was among the artists that performed at the 2002 Winter Olympics. On July 24th of 2001, the group released Celebrity, which was their third and final album, produced 3 singles such as Pop, which was number 19 in the US, Gone, number 11, and Girlfriend, number 5. And they did a remix of Girlfriend with Nelly. The album featured much more creative involvement from the group, especially JC and Justin, who wrote and produced several of the tracks. Just so you know, my favorite song on the album was definitely Celebrity. The album sold 1,879,955 copies in its first week, making it the second fastest selling album in SoundScan history at the time. Only behind the group's previous album, its debut was recognized by the Billboard Music Awards and with a special award for biggest one-week sales of four albums in 2001. To promote the Celebrity album, the group embarked on a four-month stadium tour entitled the Pop Odyssey Tour. The tour earned over $90 million becoming one of the biggest tours of 2001. In 2002, the band promoted their album further by embarking on their Celebrity Tour, which earned nearly $30 million. Following the tour, things definitely took a hike. The group announced they were going on hiatus. While it was initially meant to be temporary, but the group never recorded music or toured together again. J. Justin Randall Timberlake, known by his initials JT, was the youngest member of the NSYNC boy band. He has had the most successful career after leaving NSYNC. In August 2002, he premiered his debut song, Like I Love You, at the MTV VMAs. The song peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the UK charts. He's now recognized as a Grammy-winning artist. Timberlake has also become a talented actor and starred in movies such as Trolls, Friends with Benefits, Alpha Dog, and The Social Network, which was nominated for an Oscar. He even married former Seven Heaven star Jessica Biel, and the couple welcomed their first son Silas in 2015. J.C. Chazes, born Joshua Scott Chazes, was born on August 8th of 1976. Justin and JC were the lead singers of NSYNC. He had also co-wrote a few songs for the boy band. After the band decided to stop performing together, JC Chazes produced his album Schizophrenic. After the release of his solo album in 2004, he did not make any big headlines in the music industry. He now produces music and writes songs for upcoming artists. He even worked with Randy Jackson on America's Best Dance Crew from 2008 to 2012. Chris Kirkpatrick, he was the founding member of the boy band and the oldest member. Like the other members, he stayed out of the spotlight as much as possible after the group dissolved. He has been on a few music shows. Kirkpatrick got married to Carly and the couple has a son. Will he go back to the music industry? Well, not that I know or we all know. Joey Fatone was born on January 28th of 1997. He was the fourth NSYNC member, after which Lance Bass was added to the group. He was always known as the comedy relief of the group. He was famous for his goofy personality and hot dance moves. After NSYNC, he co-starred in My Big Fat Greek Ray and also appeared in the show My Big Fat Greek Life. He is now known as a TV personality and actor, and Fatone is married with two kids and still makes TV appearances occasionally. James Lance Bass, better known as Lance Bass, he rose to fame as the bass singer for the group, and he was the most charming member of the NSYNC. Post-NSYNC, he had a successful career in film and television. He's also hosted his radio show and appeared on a few reality shows, even marrying his longtime boyfriend Michael Turchin. Yes, he came out as gay if you didn't know that. In August 2013, NSYNC rejoined for a one-time performance at the MTV Awards. In April 2019, Chazes reunited with Lance, Joey, and Chris, Justin Timberlake was not present, for a one-night performance. Although many fans still wonder what the NSYNC members have been up to these 18 years, interestingly, some of them have a pretty successful life now. So, could NSYNC reunite again? Oh, wait, I forgot. They also did get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, will we ever see them together again? Maybe not, or maybe we will. Okay guys, thank you for listening to the first episode where they know. I was really nervous recording this. Y'all may hear it when you listen, but I'm new to podcasting and I'm really scared about that. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye guys. Mm-hmm.